This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're going out to Elkton this morning. Marjorie Hammond, Executive Director of the Elkton Community Education Center. Marjorie, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you've got a big event coming up on Saturday. Talk about this new wellness center. What's going to be happening?
Great. Well, we encourage everyone to brave the rain and come out and join us. We are having our annual open house. It's a great opportunity to learn about all the good events we've got planned for the summer. And we're also offering sneak preview tours of a new building at our site.
And, of course, the Elkton Community Education Center has been around for a long time, and it's amazing how many different things you are, involved with, different community activities. So talk about the housing, the wellness services, what is going to be in that building.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're doing, Kyle, is we're addressing several needs that we see in our North Douglas community. One is that we've got higher than typical rates of folks living with disability in our community. We've also got higher rates of folks experiencing severe effects of diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. And so we really decided to try to address that. And the way that we're doing that is we've created this space that can host wellness and health services in our small community. So we're doing things like offering workshops and providing volunteers that can support people in getting signed up for health insurance and Social Security. And hopefully in the future, our space will also host visiting practitioners like nurses that could come and do blood pressure checks and things like that.
And obviously, being out there ways from a lot of things makes some of these hard to get to. And I'm sure for some of the people involved, transportation is an issue sometimes as well.
That's right. When you talk to people who live in Elkton, they love this community except for two things. One is we don't have a hotel, and the other is the distance from medical services. So people are driving often 45 minutes or more one way to do something like get their blood pressure checked, and we're trying to address that.
And how did you get all of this put together in terms of the new building being constructed?
Right. Well, initially we started working on the building because when we have larger events, we have a need for more indoor spaces and bathrooms and things like that. And so we started talking with some funders to help us get that going. And at the same time, then we were having conversations with doctors that live in the larger region around us about ways to bring more services together. So all of that kind of came together to create the Wellness Center. We've got significant funding from groups like the Ford Family Foundation and the MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust. But we also had over $90,000 that was contributed either directly or through in-kind services from community supporters. So it really is something that the whole community is coming together to make happen.
And it sounds like you've got a lot of people involved in kind of advising how to structure this and all of that.
That's right. We've had folks that work with OHSU and Aviva Health give us advice. We've been talking with state and national leaders that really focus in on rural health care. And what we're hearing from those folks is that the way that we're approaching this is a model that they think other rural communities would want to emulate. Because what we find, when you think about things like heart disease and diabetes, treating that and living with that is not just about the diagnosis that you get in the doctor's office and the advice you get from the doctor. It's really about what happens when you come home and how challenging it is to put that advice to work in your day-to-day life. Because usually it involves things like exercise and changing the way we eat and those sorts of things. So we really think that what we can do at the community level is support that part of health and wellness. The kinds of activities we're doing are going to bring people together. It will help them find other folks that are trying to make the same lifestyle changes in their lives so that people can do things with friends and neighbors and have a lot more support so that the day-to-day life is getting better.
So the event, again, what time on Saturday?
We're going to be open from 9 until 12 for the open house, and tours are available throughout that time. We're going to dedicate the building at 9 a.m., so people that are particularly interested in that, we encourage you to come out at 9 and hear a little bit more of that story. But really, any time between 9 and 12, come on out and find about our summer activities and take a look at the new space.
Yeah, and talk about summer briefly. What kinds of things do you have planned?
Yeah. So some of the things that are coming up in the early part of the summer are that we will be doing our big Mother's Day plant sale again this year. And folks might know that our nursery is particularly known for native plants that are really good for butterflies and other pollinators. But during the plant sale, we also have a lot of hanging baskets for mom and veggie starts for your home garden and things like that. So that's a great event. And then the next event we have after that is our Blooms and Butterflies Festival, which includes a 5K fun run and walk. And that's the one where we really encourage people to dress up like butterflies. It's very family friendly, and it's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the community and enjoy some fresh air.
All right. Elkton Community Education Center happening this Saturday out there beginning at 9 a.m. Marjorie Hammond, the executive director. Marjorie, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.